Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Last week we heard from Marco Micheli from the Planetary Defence Office of the European Space Agency telling us about how they track iffy-looking asteroids. Well, at the end of June, NASA took pictures of a couple of asteroids which came close. This snippet comes our way by one of my top sources, space.com, so you can go to the website yourself and fish around and see images of these asteroids if you have the means and inclination. Spoiler alert, they all look a bit like potatoes. Okay, so NASA's Goldstone Planetary Radar System recently recorded two near-Earth asteroids, 2024 MK and 2011 UL21, flying by our planet. Perhaps a tad alarming, one was only detected 13 days before it safely bypassed Earth. But scientists at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California assure us it never posed a threat. Still, the imagery they were able to collect has been extremely informative. So NASA proclaimed there was no risk of either near-Earth object impacting our planet, but the radar observations taken during these two close approaches will provide valuable practice for planetary defence, as well as information about their sizes, orbits, rotation, surface details, and clues as their composition and formation. The Goldstone Solar System radar is located in the desert near Barstow, California. Musical reference here? For Fine Music Radio listeners, for your information, Sheryl Crow mentions Barstow in her famous song Leaving Las Vegas, where she sings, "Used to be, I could drive up to Barstow for the night, find some crossroad trucker to demonstrate his might." Well, I actually have stayed in Barstow, a dreary truck stop town with, as I recall, great breakfasts. Back to astronomy. With its 70-metre-long and fully steerable antenna, the only fully steerable radar in the world for high-resolution ranging and imaging, it provides full-sky coverage and has been used to investigate objects of interest within the solar system for the past three decades. And last week, Marco Micheli talked about the extensive and expanding ATLAS network of telescopes around the world, operated by the European Space Agency, one of them in Sutherland in the Northern Cape, also looking out for threats. Not threatening to us, but potentially a hazard for satellites and space stations, are micrometeorites, which are, like asteroids, part of the debris left over from the formation of the solar system. These do hit man-made objects in space, such as the space telescopes and space stations, but so far they've not caused serious damage. Space junk, that is pieces of metal coming from satellites, is the main cause for concern as they hurtle around the planet faster than a speeding bullet, and there is an increasing amount of it. And it doesn't go away. On July the 3rd, two astronauts did a 6.5-hour long spacewalk working outside Chang'e, the Chinese space station, to inspect and install a shield to protect it from space debris. They had in May carried out a similar feat for another part of the space station, clocking up a record-breaking 8.5-hour spacewalk. Rather them than me, but at least they won't be bombarded by rain and severe storms as soon as they go out the door. Anyway, 16 spacewalks have now taken place outside the Chang'e space station, with a total of 17 different astronauts. China's space station, Chang'e, orbits Earth at an altitude of between 340 and 450 kilometres, about the same orbital height as the International Space Station. Its name means Heavenly Palace, though I'm sure the accommodations aren't exactly palatial. And this is something which always jars with me a bit when watching science fiction films, where spacecraft have enormous rooms and waste of space corridors. But I guess we can't foresee how technologies may change in the next few hundred years. Okay, so advance notice of the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly taking place in Cape Town, the 6th to the 15th of August. I'll be announcing here what there will be in store for the general public, and hopefully we'll be interviewing a few astronomers. It's the biggest Congress of Astronomers in the world, and this is the first time the General Assembly has been hosted on the African continent. It's a big deal, and we're all looking forward to that. And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.